This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Everyone, to the Kol Igra DePirka. Today we're going to talk a little bit about one of the all-time greatest Gedolei Yisrael, and Marbitzei Torah, Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshetz. Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshetz lived from 1690 to 1764. And if one would look at a list of all the Sfarim that Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshetz wrote in his lifetime, you come out with probably more than 50 different Sfarim that Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshetz wrote. So one would imagine then that a man who wrote so many Sfarim, you'd imagine somebody who was confined to his Dalet Amos. He sat in a room, in a dark room, with piles of books over his head. He was some kind of secluded recluse. But Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshetz was the exact opposite. He was one of the most colorful personalities in history. I mean, he had so many different variety of acquaintances, from priests to missionaries to the Reform. And he debated with Christians and with Reform and with Moses Mendelssohn and with Sabbateans. And he was really one of the most colorful personalities of all time, but also one of the greatest Marbitzei Torah. Even by the count of his detractors, he had probably more than 24,000 students in his lifetime. He had more than 24,000. And if you were a Rav in the times of Yonasan Eibeshetz, chances are he was your Rebbe. Chances are he was your Rebbe.
He lived around the corner
from you?
From
you? Yeah,
well,
yeah.
They didn't
go along very well. No, that goes without saying, yeah. So, Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshetz, he wrote many, many Sfarim. He was a Rosh Hashiva. He was the Rav of Prague. He was a master darshan. And he's also what we call a master porger, P-O-R-G-E-R. What's a porger? It's an English word that is completely antiquated, and I don't think anybody knows what it means. Porger means a menaker, someone who takes out the Gid HaNosha. Yeah? He knew how to take out the Gid HaNosha. Nowadays, you go to brachs, they're not taking out the Gid HaNosha. They're removing the whole hind quarters. Because exactly, the Gid is Aser, and the Chelev, that's Yoinik from the Gid is Aser, and anything near there, so you don't get confused. It's a lost art. But Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshetz was an expert in removing the precise Gid HaNosha.
I think they do that in Israel.
Perhaps.
I think they do in Israel.
But we don't just take out the Gid, we take out the Chelev that the Gid is Yoinik from. Okay. Now, Bechlal, the whole prohibition of Gid HaNosha is a very mysterious, a very mystical Iser. Because the Torah never says, don't eat it. The Torah, in what we call a narrative form, the Torah tells you a story that the Malach of Esav was wrestling with Yaakov, and the Sar Shel Esav dislocates the hip socket of Yaakov. And then the Torah says, Al kein lo yoich lo b'nei Yisrael gid hanosha ad hayom hazeh. Right? Therefore, we don't do it. Right? That may just mean like a minog, a custom, something we refrain from. But no. We know our tradition is, it's a lav. It's a lav in the Torah that you are not allowed to do it. But yet the Torah doesn't write it like that. It's written in narrative. It's written in a story form. Okay. Bechlal, the whole Isser of Gid HaNosha is very mystical. And that is because Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes, Api Kabbalah, we know how many lavin are there in the Torah, 365 lavin. And we have 365 days a year. And the Isser of Gid HaNosha corresponds to which day of the year? Tisha B'Av. And that's why Api Kabbalah, some say, Rabbi Yaakov Emden brings this down in the Sefer Tayakom Edos B'Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov Emden says that when Mashiach comes and we no longer have Tisha B'Av, it will be permitted to eat the Gid HaNosha. And that is why the early Sabbateans were makbid to eat Gid HaNosha. Yeah? The early Sabbateans, B'davka, went out of their way to eat the sciatic nerve because they held that Mashiach had come. And therefore, Kfar Tikein Yerach Yaakov, they held, and they ate Gid HaNosha. So you have to understand the background of what we're going to talk about. Bechlal, the whole Isser of Gid HaNosha is very mysterious, very mystical. And we're going to learn about an incident that happened in history that shook the entire world. Literally shook the world. Okay? Okay. You ready? This is from the Yonasan Eibeshetz, the Sefer, the Crazy Uplasi on Yoredea. Simin Samachay. Says Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshetz. You ready? Nice Shahaya. V'hinei bizmani, in my times, hayu menaker echad, there was a certain porger, a menaker, afilu b'al Torah, He was a Ben Taira. Umum Chalamoid. He was an expert. By the way, Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz himself was a very big expert in Gittah Anoshah. As Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz himself writes, that you know, one of the Gedolei Yisroel who lived in the times of the Chassam Sofer, his name was Rav David Deitch. And Rav David Deitch printed in 1750, you have on your sheets, Nidfas, I forgot to write what year it was, could put in 1750, he published a sefer called Sino LeDavid on the Hilcha Halachos of taking out the Gittah Anoshah. And who does he go to get a haskama, to get an approbation, none other than Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz. And Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz says, you know why they're coming to me for a haskama? Look at number two. Bikesh lahaskama yadi. They came to me to get a haskama. Liyosi baki b'umnas hazeh. Because I'm an expert in this field. I'm a big expert. Ubaki bahen. I'm proficient. Uvishmoisan. I know the exact names of what the various parts are. Right? So Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz is saying that I'm the expert in the field. I looked at what Rav David Deitch wrote. I spoke to him face to face. I went to the butcher with him. And I saw that, you know, he knows what he's talking about. There are no mistakes. So Rav Yonasan Eibishitz Bekitzer is Rosh Hashiva, Darshan, Rav, and expert Menaker. So you ready? Back to number one. So this Purger comes to Rav Yonasan Eibishitz, umum chelamoid, he says, not only is he a bentar, he's an expert. The only thing is, he's a abyssal farmished. He's a little crumb. You know why? He comes into the town, he says, I want everyone to know that every single from a yid in this town is eating tarfus. Because you think you know what the Gittah Anoshah is, you're all wrong. You got the wrong gid. It's a different gid. This poor girl came in, he said, you, your parents, your grandparents, they're all oichlei nevela sutre. They're all oichlei yisr.
Like Muncie.
Yeah? Worse, right? Worse. They're all oichlei yisr.
So how come he said that he knows everything?
No, this is what this Menaker is telling in Prague, and he comes to the city of Prague, and this Menaker, who was well known, he was a big Talmud Chacham, and he was an expert, and he's saying, you're all wrong. You're all eating a basar shreifa. Not only did he go to Prague, v'haya hoylech v'shav v'chal eretz Ashkenaz. He went throughout Germany. Umarish habriyos, he created a tremendous commotion, tremendous stir. Ad shabala Prague, until he comes to Prague, v'hitzia devarav, Lefanai, says Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz, he came to me. And he came before all the Ga'inim of the city of Prague. Says Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz, V'anicha karti, I investigated. Ubadakti es hadavar. And this man doesn't know what he's talking about.
Why would he go to the Ga'inim?
Because the Ga'inim don't care about the Gittah Anoshah, right? Umatsasi shezeh hagid. Eino rak bebehemos zecharim v'loy bebehemos nekim. The first thing I realized, said Rav Yonasan Eibishitz, is that this nerve that he had the nerve to claim is not the Gittah Anoshah, right? He said, this nerve is the Gittah Anoshah. I recognize that this nerve is a nerve that only exists in male animals and does not exist in female animals. Okay, so again, he is identifying, this Menacher wants to identify that the correct Gittah Anoshah only exists in male animals and not in female animals. Says Rabbi Yonasan, but I showed him the Sefer Mitzvahs Gedolos, one of the Rishonim, Rav Moshe Mikusi. V'oz heresi loy smag, I showed this Menacher the smag, shekosav, that the smag writes, the Gittah Anoshah noyeg bizacharim v'nekevos. That the Gittah Anoshah exists in both male animals and female animals. You hear this? This guy claimed he got the right gid. So Rabbi Yonasan said, I showed him the Sefer Mitzvahs Gedolos, that the Gittah Anoshah is a gid, is a nerve that exists in male and female animals, and this gid that he's talking about is only in males. Says Rabbi Yonasan, boy, did I get him. I silenced all of his tainus, I silenced all of his accusations, and he went away. You know, he went away all sullen, all downtrodden. He was slugged up. I slugged him up, and that quieted the whole rash. Bial kapanim says Rabbi Yonasan, "Ein lismech b'nikar ki ma'abaki v'yer Hashem, me'rabim." Do not rely on a porger unless he's proficient and he's God-fearing. Says Rabbi Yonasan, the day my seichel kicked in, shalamadati hilchas nikar, that I myself learned the halachos of divaning, lios baki behen, uvishmosan, I didn't trust anybody. Says Rabbi Yonasan, Ivishitz, the day that I learned the halachos, I ain't eating from, you know, the Vad Rabbanim of Prague. No way. I would only eat the food, not from my wife's kitchen. I didn't even trust her. I had to take out the veins myself. I would only eat my own handiwork. Says Rabbi Yonasan Ivishitz, it's a good thing we got rid of this porger. You know, he was going to create this big stir. But I slugged him up. How did I slug him up? He wanted to say that the Gid Anoshe is a Gid that only is Bizacharim. But the Smag says that it's both Bizacharim and Bnei Kevois.
What is the big controversy about it? It's a matter of butchering.
Yeah.
It's just,
but what if the butcher serves you pig?
Butcher, you know,
What if the butcher, instead of serving you roast beef, serves you ham? It's just butchering. Yeah, but he's butchering your neshama, right?
Wait, that's not what I mean.
If you don't take out the correct gid, then you're violating a law.
Just train the butchers to take out the correct gid.
But that's the question at hand. The question at hand is, what is the correct gid? For centuries, the Jews were taking out one vein, and this porger came to the city and said, you're taking out the wrong vein. You should be taking out a different vein, and you're all eating tarfus.
All right, so forget this porger, but anybody in the meat business should be able to.
Yeah, but that was the question. The question is, it's a very big deal. We need to identify what the correct vein is. If we don't have the right vein, people are going to be eating tarfus. You know, people are going to be eating tarfus. So this is how Rabbi Yonasan Ivishitz schlugged up the porger. The problem is that this.
Porger.
Porger is a menaker, a divaner. Yeah, it's an antiquated word. P-O-R-G-E-R. A porger. P-O-R-G-E-R.
Yeah.
A triber. Let's say we'll say triber.
What do you say in
English?
Okay. Triber. Okay. Rabbi Isai. The schlug up of Rabbi Yonasan Ivishitz created more controversy than the Menacher himself. You know why? Because you could open up the Smag, and the Smag does not say one word that the Gid Hanasha is in the male and not the female animal. Doesn't say anything like that.
So?
That's Erstens, right? Zweitens, number two, even if he did say that, which he doesn't, you know what he would probably mean? What he would mean is v'noyeg b'zachar v'nekevos. You know who's not eat a gid hanasha? Men and women.
Both.
He doesn't mean the gid hanasha exists only in male animals, not female. By every single mitzvah, the sefer sifrei mitzvah say noyeg b'zacharim v'nekevos. A man can eat chametz. A woman can eat chametz. Right? V'noyeg b'zacharim v'nekevos. Men can eat chametz. Women can eat chametz. It means chametz is found in men and in women. But we have chametz and we have like Cheerios embedded inside of us. The noyig b'zachar v'nekevos doesn't mean that the gid anosha exists by male animals and female animals. The noyig b'zachar v'nekevos means that men and women are not allowed to eat the gid anosha. Yeah, so this cuckoo.
Everyone is chay b'nei lav.
Yeah. Yeah, but he says by every lav. The noyig b'zachar v'nekevos. Not every lav. Like sakifu. Like Satam Lamason by a Kohenes.
So why you said this to him?
So,
anything that's tried by a woman is
very interesting. It's very interesting. There's a sefer called Sefer Toldos Adam, look at number 4, which was published in 1809, and it's a biography of Rav Shlomo Zalman of Volozhin. Rav Shlomo Zalman of Volozhin was affectionately known as Rav Zemela, and he's the younger brother of Rav Chaim of Volozhin. And this is a biography written by Rabbi Cheskel Feivel. Rabbi Cheskel Feivel writes a biography about the younger brother of Chaim Volozhiner, but it's more of an autobiography about himself. And he says an idea that the Reform movement jumped on and embraced this paragraph, like this was their calling. And he said like this, even though he was a tremendous Talmud Chacham Nir Shamayim, he writes, look, Gedolei Yisrael are human. They're human. They could make mistakes, he writes. Okay? How do we know Gedolim Yisrael? Look at Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz, he says. Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz quoted a smag that doesn't exist. And even if it did exist, that's not what it means. So what do we see from here? That Gedolei Yisrael, we have to be medabek to them. We have to cling to them. We have to ask them their advice. We need to get their das Torah. But it doesn't mean they're infallible. It doesn't mean they can't make a mistake. So what we learn from here is, if those of us who are not Gedolei Yisrael, certainly we always have to be worried, maybe we're making a mistake, and therefore we always have to ask the advice of other people. Yes. This is what the Todos Adam writes, and you'll say, Gladstein, what are you bringing this into the shir for? It's like Apikarsus. It's printed in Shulchan Aruch. On your regular page in Shulchan Aruch, the Pischei Tshuva brings down this Toldos Adam, and that's what he writes. Gedolei Yisrael are not infallible. He quotes word for word what we're about to read.
But when we say that this Menachem said only Bischarim and not Benekevod, where he say that?
What?
This Menachem, where he
no,
said...
No, the Menachem pointed to that? A vein that Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz was
where
able to identify.
That? Where he say that?
That's what Rabbi Yonasan is writing. That I recognize that this vein, that this Menachem identified, is a vein that only exists in male animals and not in female animals. And I disproved him by...
He didn't say that this Menachem.
No, the Menachem just said, this is the vein. It's called the, you know, the left anterior vein. And Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz says, the left anterior vein is a vein that only exists in male animals and not female animals.
And the fact that this he was shouting, it means that he didn't understand at all what is Gid HaNasheh.
You mean if Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz slugged him up from something that doesn't exist, that shows Stam the guy was a complete Amara.
Yeah, because he should fight him.
Good.
Should tell him this and if this.
Good.
And
this. Good.
So, I mean, the Russian has not the reform movement. There's no reform movement in Russia. You said about the reform chapses.
Yeah, they chap.
No.
Later on, they chap this Maramakim as their calling card. You see, even Gedolim say Gedolim can make mistakes.
But there was no reform movement. But I see what you mean.
Okay, you'll see. You'll read the piece. You'll read the piece. Look with your own eyes. Okay? And then you'll see that, you know, this is something that's brought down on the page in Shulchan Aruch. The Pischei Tshuva brings it down. Look at number four. Hine nasnu libeinu. This is from the Sefer Toldos Adam. Let us turn our hearts. Lasor acher makar hadvarim ha'ela b'smag. Let's try to investigate this smag that Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz is quoting. Chelek lo yisasei sim kuf lamitas. Asher sham nizbayar. Dine Ger Anoshe, in Simon Kuf Lamites, the Smag writes about the laws of Ger Anoshe, says the Toldos Adam, Bikashnu Sham, I look there, V'loi Matsanu, I didn't find it, Shum Remez V'zichwein Dvarim, Mizucham Negevus. The man doesn't say a word about male and female animals.
We have this many times in Shas. We have a lot of Gedolim, Rishonim, Nachronim, yeah. They have different gersons.
So let's see. Yeah. Yoganu, so he said maybe it's not the Smag. Maybe what Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz meant was the smack. You know, there's a little gersuch, the smack. Yoganu levakish lechapes the smack. We went to investigate and to search the smack. Ki amarnu, because we said ulay mishka v'tas sefer hu smack v'makam smack. Says the Toldos Adam, maybe there was, you know, a printing error, and instead of smack, smack was written. Gam sham lehunach lanu. Even there, we didn't find any peace. Not one word about male and female animals mentioned in the smack either. So therefore, you know what he said? He said, let's look through all the Sefer Rishonim. What?
What did the Torah say? So what's the pshat?
We don't know, nothing. By the way, the Torah doesn't say anything about Ger Anosh is like Hararim Hatulia Basara. It doesn't say anything about who's now to do it, why you're now to do it, when you're now to do it, what animals, behema, chaya, men, women. It doesn't say anything. It's all Tarsha Ba'peh. So we have to look in the Rishonim. It's not in the smag. Gam, he says like this. I searched the Rishonim. Avo kasher halachnu came banu. As they came, so they went. I didn't find anything. Yo ganav loy matzano loshin zeh gid anoshin oig bebehema zecharim bebehema zegevus b'shum poisik. Nobody. Avo ha'emes eid la'atzmai. The truth, let the truth stand by itself. Ki ulai hoisa kavanas ha'goin zal al-sefer ha'mitzvah shel achinuch. You know what Rabbi Yonasan must have meant. He must have meant the Sefer HaChinuch. Shekhasav, look at number 6. The Sefer HaChinuch writes in Vayishlach. B'seder Vayishlach b'dinei gira anosha b'loshan zeh. You know what this Sefer HaChinuch writes? V'noy heges mitzvah zu b'chal makoim u'v'chal zman. Right? Even in chutzarts you can't eat it. Even when there's no beis hamikdash you can't eat it. B'zecharim u'v'nekevos, male and female. V'olsa amach shavtay. And you know what Rabbi Yonason thought the Sefer HaChinuch meant? She'kavanas HaChinuchu. That what the chinuch meant was shemitzvah zunoi heges bebehemos zecharim ubebehemos nekevos. What the chinuch means is this gedanosha exists in male animals and female animals.
Who said that?
That's what Rabbi Yonason must have thought the Sefer HaChinuch meant when he says noi heges bezecharim nekevos. What the chinuch means must have mean according Rabbi Yonason Eibishitz must have thought what the chinuch meant was male animals have it, female animals have it. But says the Todos Adam, what a terrible mistake Rabbi Yonason made. Why? Ulam shkia gedayla hi ma'oid. This is a very grave mistake. Ki kavanas ha-chinuchu shemitzu zunoi heges itza anoshim benoshim. What the chinuch means is that men and women can't eat get anosha. Da'ainu zecharim unakez bnei Adam. V'loi machshavois ha-goin machshavois of shal ha-chinuch. The goin had a different thought than what the chinuch meant. That's not what the chinuch meant. Everybody knows that. Anybody who ever opened up the Sefer HaChinuch knows that by every single mitzvah he writes, v'noi heges b'zecharim v'loi b'nekevos. Right? The chinuch writes, you know, don't eat treif. V'noi heges b'zecharim v'nekevos. What the chinuch means, that men and women are treif? It means men and women can't eat treif. So the chinuch doesn't mean this gid is in male and female animals. What the chinuch means is men and women can't eat the animal. He says, "Shari command it's a chometz as less I say, k'may chometz v'shabbes v'hari k'mayim kasev lashon zeh no heges mitzuzu b'zchar menekevos." Says the Todos Adam, what do we do with this? Now that he's proven that at least he thinks Rabbi Yonason Eibishitz made a mistake, so how do we deal with that? Right? We'll see. Don't worry. How do we deal with that? Says the Todos Adam, Umeyata Yisa Kol Adam Kavachomer Be'atzmai. The point is not, no, I don't have to listen to Gedolim. The point is, you have to listen to Gedolim. Why? Because if even they can make a mistake, then Alachas Kama V'Kama, you can make a mistake.
And he can also make a mistake.
We'll have to see, right? By the way, he was a Gadol B'Yisrael.
He doesn't come to the Fusmagol.
Therefore, a person should embrace the statement of the Chacham Sha'amar Mekabel Ani Ha'emes Mi Sha'amru. Right? You should accept the truth from whoever said it. Uveshav Katzdi. Right? V'Hashem Yanchini B'Nesiva Sa'emes V'Hatzelek Ki Ve'Elech HaFatzik. Hashem should lead us in the true path. Now, boys, I have to tell you, give you a disclaimer, I would never bring such a Ma'ar Malkum in a shir, or even say over privately, if not for the fact that it's published on every single Shulchan Aruch. Anybody, any bacher who ever opens up a Shulchan Aruch learns Pischei Tshuva. The Pischei Tshuva is one of the Gedolei Olam, brings this down word for word.
He quotes it
word for word. Ah. I'll show you. Look at number 5. Look at number 5. The Pischei Tshuva in Yoradeh Sim Samachei writes, Pischei Tshuva was... I believe his last name was Eisenstadt, but I don't have more details than that. He's one of the Achroinim. He writes on the 6th line over here, Gam b'sefer toldos Adam.
I don't understand this. Toldos Adam was like 100 years ago, he's saying. Bishchachu was before that.
No, it happened after.
200 years ago.
No, it's after. God, look what he writes. God would say for Todos Adam, Chelik Beis, Chashav Zeh. Look, if the Todos Adam wrote the biography of the younger brother of Chaim V'Lajner, so he's saying Todos Adam was in the mid-1800s. God would say for Todos Adam, Chelik... What?
No,
it's published 1809. God would say for Todos Adam, Chelik Beis, Chashav Zeh, Bein Ashkiyos. Todos Adam lists a whole laundry list of mistakes that were made. And he counts this, Ulahai Rice, and he's showing Ki Hashkia Mitsuda Prusa Kalachaim. Everyone can make a mistake. Bekivan Shetasu. right? Since the Tolei Sodom writes Rabbi Yonasan was wrong, v'dachal azeh b'kana, and he just pushes away what Rabbi Yonasan said, it comes out halacha l'maisa, according to the Tolei Sodom, if you want to eat an animal, you need to take out what they thought the gid was for hundreds of years, and what the menaker said the gid was. Because Rabbi Yonasan Ibishitz is shlug up, Tolei Sodom says is wrong. So the Pesach Tshuva says, Paskins, you got to take out both. Got to take out both gidim. Vein lechal acharayim elam kemikru mehem shnei agidim. Okay. So now what we would like to do is, we have to stick up for the covenant of Rabbi Yonasan Ibishitz.
Didn't speak with Rabbi Yonasan Ibishitz? Didn't tell him you made a mistake?
Rabbi Yonasan Ibishitz was nifter in 1764. And then 50 years later, when people are looking into the matter and learning the crazy uplacy,
in his days, they didn't look at it.
If he writes, it says in the smag, it sounds like they took his word for it. You're going to start looking up the smag? Okay, go get the smag. So how many people are going to get up and get it?
Probably
maybe one person. And that person who gets up and get it, he's going to be looking. Oh, I can't find it. And even
like
the one in the middle that can find
it.
What?
A person like him cannot make a mistake.
Okay.
What do you mean take that whole speed out?
Okay, so let's see.
What do you mean take out both gids?
You have to
there's
take
only
a,
one gid.
No,
there's
a gid.
The menacher is correct. There's only
a bunch of gids. Yeah, but we're not so burr. The Tolei Sodom is not willing to completely say Rabbi Yonasan Ibishitz was wrong in terms of the location of the gid. He's just saying that the shlug up of the menacher is not correct. So therefore, we have to be choshish for both opinions. We have to be choshish for the shita of the menacher. We have to be choshish for the shita of Rabbi Yonasan. And we have to take out both of them. Okay. So Rabbi Yonasan.
There's no gid to take out.
There's no gid according to the menaker. Yeah, but Rabbi Yonasan says there is a gid.
There is a gid.
But in a male animal, you'd have to take out both. Okay. So Rabbi Yisai, who comes to the support of Rabbi Yonasan Ibishitz? None other than the Chassam Sofer. And the Chassam Sofer very courageously tries to defend his colleague, Rabbi Yonasan Ibishitz. And he gives a pilpul to defend Rabbi Yonasan Ibishitz. And this tshuva was written in 1830. So again, this is 66 years after Rabbi Yonasan Ibishitz passed away. Okay? So he gets like this. Sifroi kan higiani. I got your volume. Vashar hiriani olav b'shnei dvarim hinani l'hashem. I'm going to answer both of your questions. Rishayim, number one. Tchila mashakasa b'kresi saiv simin. Samachesha menakar echad hirish ha'olam. Right? He brings down the whole story about how this porger made a whole earthquake. And then a few lines down, the Chassam Sofer says, V'rabim tamu al shgaga gedoyla sheyatza mehashalitim. Many people wonder how such a terrible mistake could emerge from this going to Yisrael, Rabbi Yonasan Ibishitz. Dismag Mairi. Now, by the way, as in esteem that Rabbi Yonasan Ibishitz, that the Chassam Sofer held of Rabbi Yonasan Ibishitz, the greatest compliment that the Chassam Sofer ever gave was to Rabbi Yaakov Emden. And the Chassam Sofer calls Rabbi Yaakov Emden, he says he's a Navi. But, he does say, yeah, he's, but besides saying that, he says, V'Navi. He says, V'Navi. But anyway, Chassam Sofer says, how could a Shalit like Rabbi Yonasan make a mistake? Why? Because the Chassam Sofer says, look, we can't, you know, hide our head in the sand. The smag doesn't mean what Rabbi Yonasan says it meant, right? The smag mayri shenoig v'zuchar m'yisraelim v'nekevois k'darka b'chal mitzvah. The smag, now, it's very interesting. The Chassam Sofer is sort of taking for granted that the smag says it. And he's saying, what the smag means is that men and women are now to eat the gid hanasha. The only thing is, the smag doesn't say it. Chassam Sofer could have said much better. There is no such smag. There is no such smag. But the Chassam Sofer, people are matvi on the Chassam Sofer. What are you telling me that the smag doesn't say what Rabbi Yonasan thought he said? The smag doesn't say anything. So we'll see.
Maybe the smag says what the Rabbi Yonasan says. The different lotion.
We'll see.
That it applies to the Torah and not to the case.
We'll see. The smag mari shenoig bezacharim Yisrael menakevos kedarke b'chol mitzvos luchtakein. Aval mehagid loy mariim hu nenimtsa bezacharim menakevos iloy. V'kivon shatas nizrukol lefnei ha-goyinim hanal. And if Rabbi Yonasan, together with all the chachmei Prague, made this error, v'dochel ezebekana nimtsa dvarav kayamim ve'in lach acharayim elim kenokim hem shnei agidim. Says the Chassam Sofer, no! Rabbi Yonasan was right on. How is Rabbi Yonasan right on? So listen to this popo. You ready? Avada, what the smag means is men can't eat the Gira Anosha, women can't eat the Gira Anosha. But says Chassam Sofer, let me ask you a question. The Torah says, Al kein lo yoichlu b'nei Yisrael es Gira Anosha. That b'nei Yisrael can't eat the Gira Anosha. So how does the smag know that women are not allowed to eat the Gira Anosha? Why don't we darshan b'nei Yisrael v'loi b'nei Yisrael? So says Chassam Sofer, what kind of drasha is that? We never darshan b'nei Yisrael v'loi b'nei Yisrael. Says Chassam Sofer, yes, sometimes we do. For example, Emar el kayanim b'nei Aharon l'nefesh lo yitam ba'amav. What do we darshan? B'nei Aharon v'loi b'nei Aharon. Why do we have a right to darshan b'nei Aharon v'loi b'nei Aharon? Says the Chassam Sofer, whenever you have a logic to differentiate between men and women, then you could darshan b'nei v'loi b'nei. B'nei Aharon v'loi b'nei Aharon. Says the Chassam Sofer, I have a very compelling logic to darshan. Al kein lo yoichlu b'nei Yisrael as Gira Anosha b'nei Yisrael v'loi b'nei Yisrael.
But the Torah always talk about b'nei Yisrael.
Right. But
this is only on particular
things. Right, it always says Daber al b'nei Yisrael, it means men and women. But if you have a compelling svara to say why it should only be the men and not the women, then you have a right to say men and not women, like Daber el ha-kayhanim b'nei Aharon v'loi b'nei Aharon. Says Chassam Sofer, let me tell you what my compelling logic to say that Gira Anosha should only be for men and not women. You know what the compelling logic is? Because the Gira Anosha is only in male animals and not female animals. Isn't that a logic to say, if the Gira Anosha is only in men, male animals and not female animals, isn't that a compelling logic to say that the prohibition of Gira Anosha is only to men and not to women?
No.
Some Sefer says yes. If the Gira Anosha is a nerve that only exists in male animals and not female animals, isn't that a compelling logic to darshan that only men are allowed to eat it and not female? So if the smag says women are not allowed to eat Gira Anosha, it must mean that Gira Anosha is in female animals.
Wow, that's logic.
That's what Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz meant. Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz didn't misread the smag. The smag says, it doesn't mean it exists in female animals. It means women can't eat it. But if women can't eat it, then the nerve has to exist in female animals.
Why? Again, why?
Another. But the Chassam Sofer is saying like this, that if the Torah says b'nei, you have a right to say b'nei v'loi b'nos if you have a reason to differentiate between b'nei and b'nos. Chassam Sofer says, I have a reason to differentiate between b'nei and b'nos. Why? Because maybe since the gid only exists in male animals and not female animals, maybe only men are allowed to eat it and females are allowed to eat it. It must be, if females are not allowed to eat gid anosha, it must be it's because the gid exists in female animals. In other words, when the Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz is not saying the smag says that it exists in female animals. But what Rabbi Yonasan was deriving from the smag was that if females can't eat it, it must mean the nerve exists in female animals.
The Lashon also said, the Lashon Torah al-kain lo yoichlu. What's kind of al-kain? What's the al-kain? What is al-kain?
Yeah.
Because it happened, it's because of what, if you want to
okay.
This Al-Kaim al-Yoichlu, why? Because it's something which strives to both of them. That's right. That's exactly correct.
Well, okay. The Pashup Shad Al-Kain is because the Malach dislocated the hip socket of Yaakov, so therefore B'nai Yisrael can't eat it.
So if you want to say, if you want to take this to the nth degree, then you would say Yaakov Avinu was a male, right? So therefore you'd only do it for male. Just like with the Kohanim.
So what are you going to do with that? I hear that, but what are you going to do with that? So now what? Because it applies to females.
Yeah. That's what he said. Because it applies to female, so the Al-Kain shows that the fact that it was in Yaakov,
yeah.
But it's also in female also have the Gira Anosha. Because the Al-Kain shows that if you have to take them a bit further.
Yeah, you're extending what he's saying.
Yeah.
But look what he says. Let's read this inside. And by the way, this is a major pilpul, you know.
Yeah.
Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz only writes, he showed him the smag. The smag doesn't say anything about whether the female has the Gira Anosha. But if the Smag says women can't eat it, now you have to make a whole pilp. You have to say a whole Reb Chaim Brisker with a Reb Baruch Ber to explain what he means is, if females now to eat it, it must mean that females have it, because otherwise we would darshan b'nei Yisrael v'lo b'nei Yisrael. That's not what Rabbi Yonason says. But this is Rabbi Chassam Sofer's attempt to defend what he calls how the shalitim, how yatzah shkaga gadol mipi ha-shalit. Let's read inside.
He also showed the forger something, because the forger surrendered, you know?
So we have to see, but is this what he showed him? Chassam Sofer, this is Chassam Sofer's defense.
And the forger also was a Tam Chacham, according to
Yonason
himself. Yeah. If he saw it, he would have said,
so why Rabbi Natan Abish didn't say this pilpul by himself?
No, so the Chassam Sofer is saying this is what Rabbi Natan Abish meant. This whole pilpul. Look what he
just
writes.
Just by one word.
Bekitzer Nimras. Bekitzer.
Such a pilpul.
Look what he writes. 1, 2, 3, 4. The fifth line in the second paragraph of number 7. L'chayra yesh li yashiv. Deloy darshinon kain. Excuse me. Let's start from the top. V'ani oimer. Divrei chachamim kayamim dehare yesh lachkar. Kivan de Kaimalon B'nai Yisrael V'loi B'nai Yisrael. Since we hold everywhere, it's B'nai Yisrael not B'nai Yisrael. V'yad kan loy pligi Rabbi Yudah Rabbi Yossi Elo Yismuches V'shosai Osir Lismach. Right? We have machlokes. Are women allowed to do smich on an animal?
No.
Or are they not allowed to? But everybody agrees they don't have to. So why don't we say the same thing for Gidan Asha? Only men are not allowed to eat the Gidan Asha. Women are allowed to. Right? Avakul. So says the Chassam Sofer. No, we only darshan b'nei v'loy b'nois by a mitzvah saseh, not about a mitzvah slois saseh, because by a mitzvah slois saseh, ish v'isha are shavim l'chol davar shabataira. But then he says it's not true. Sometimes we darshan b'nei v'loy b'nois even by a lav, like emar el ha-koyhanim b'nei aharon v'loy b'nois aharon. Says the Chassam Sofer, you know when we darshan it? When we have a svara l'chalik. So look in the last paragraph. The hash da osi shabir. The oisai hagir anosha b'yakov. That, sorry, v'hashta, isak edaitach, if you're going to say, da'oisai ha'gir anosha b'yakov, if that gir anosha b'yakov, who gid delay nimsa b'balchai in a cave voice, do not exist by female animals, imkein shapir haya sara l'chalik bein b'nei Yisrael l'v'nois Yisrael, then you would have a logic. V'eich kos of smag, so how could the smag write, no'ig b'zacham in a cave voice? Ah, so it must be that the fact that the smag says women are not to eat it, it must be that this is a gid that exists by women, and that's how the Rabbi Yonason Abish has schlugged up the porger. Comes along Rav Shlomo Kluger in the Shas HaTshuvos Tov Tam V'Das, which was published 1852, and he says, somebody asked him, what is my opinion about what the Chassam Sofer says?
I don't understand something. Did the Smag say it or didn't say it?
Well, the Chassam Sofer says, if the Smag says... The Chassam Sofer is not saying he saw the Smag. He's just saying, Rabbi Yonason said he saw the Smag. Aye, but that's not what the Smag means. No, we could dray that that's what the Smag means. Okay. So Rav Shlomo Kluger writes, number 8, 2 lines on the bottom, that the Chassam Sofer was himlets. You know what himlets means? He came up with like a... He excused. He wiggled Rav Yonason Eibishitz out of this. Derech Pilpul. Says Rav Shlomo Kluger that there is no way in a million years that is what Rav Yonason Eibishitz meant. To say that Rav Yonason Eibishitz said one line to the Menacher and what he meant was a pilpul gadol. Says Rav Shlomo Kluger, look in the next page, the top line. V'hine b'ma d'loi nichalei b'divrei Chassam Sofer. He's writing to his questioner. That which you didn't like what the Chassam Sofer said, Yotha Omar, you're right. Dein lefarish divrei achron b'derech pilpul aruch. You can't explain an achron like Rabbi Yonason Eibishitz in such a long-winded pilpul. Dein derech achron ladaber b'ramiza. An achron will not speak. You know, if one thing you want to say, that's what, you know, that's what the Rambam means. But to say that's what Rabbi Yonason Eibishitz meant, that doesn't make sense. But says... Rav Shlomo Kluger, I have a bigger kasha. Ach be'emes ani tam al atzmi. Ma harash hazeh? I don't understand the whole rash. V'hinei b'smag ha shalafanu le'matzah zikah lashon hazeh. I don't know what the Chassam Sofer is talking about. The smag doesn't say it. But maybe the Rabbi Yonason Eibishitz, the smag had it. In other words, well, what's the problem? You have a question. The smag doesn't say that female animals have the gid? obviously, Rabbi Yonasan's edition of the Smag, it said that this is a gid that applies in male and not female. I mean, what's the whole earthquake? What's the whole rash? You have a question. Oh, that's not what the Smag means. Yeah, that's not what your Smag means. But if Rabbi Yonasan Abishas showed him a Smag, and the guy walked away, he, you know, for the last 10 years he's been, you know, staring around the butchers, and then Rabbi Yonasan shows him the Smag, and he walks away and he gives up, obviously that's what the Smag said.
Where is the Smag? Where is the book?
Oh, I don't know. But he's smack at it. He says like this. If this is what the Chassam Sofer and Rabbi Yonasan Abishas says, Nosach Helaz, Yafamar Kresi Apres. Then the Kresi Apres is saying very good. Ah. He says like this. Now let's read this. Da'al Noshim lo have a kos of Lashon Zacharim v'nekevos. He says, I'll prove to you, I'm in the first paragraph, like 7 lines down, that if the Smag says v'noyig b'zacharim v'nekevos, he doesn't mean men and women are now to eat the Gid Hanasha. Because if the Smag meant men and women are now to eat the Gid Hanasha, he wouldn't write zacharim v'nekevos. He said anoshim v'noshim.
How is that in the other halachos?
In all the other halachos, in Shas, whenever you want to say men and women, you say anoshim v'noshim. You don't say zacharim v'nekevos. Zacharim v'nekevos is going on behemoth. You know, the Zachros and the Nakfos. That's how you talk about a behema. Also, what? We're not told. We're talking about the Smag now. We're talking about the Smag. You're right.
But the,
Elamai, also...
But the Chatam Sofer said, Ma'ire shenoeg b'scharim Yisraelim.
Yeah, but the Rabbi...
That's the Lashon of the Chatam Sofer.
Yeah, but...
How we say b'scharim Yisraelim?
Rav Shlomo Kugler is saying, if that...
No, but look at the Chatam Sofer, how he talks. He says, b'scharim Yisraelim. He talks to the animals that they are Jews.
Yeah, but Rav Shlomo Kugler is saying that's not what the Smag means. That's not what the Smag means. The fact that he uses Zacharim and Akevos, it means male animals and females. Like what Shas says, he says, Zacharim Shas b'chomakon. B'makom chiyuvi b'turi shal nashim. When you talk about the obligations of Turim of women, it's Isha or Nashim, not Akevos. And also, the Lashon of Noyeg, Noyeg is something that's applicable. Because if you want to say men and women are not allowed to do something, you would say mutter or aser, not noyeg. Noyeg means it exists. And whenever Shas writes noyeg, it's going on karkafta the guy. It's going on the behema. The only
the
thing is,
by the way, is being, that's part of the pilpul. What he's saying, it's horrid.
No, the Chassam Sofer is not learning like that. Chassam Sofer is saying noyeg v'zacharim v'nekevos mean men and women are not allowed to eat it.
Yeah,
but if women are not allowed to eat it, it must be because it exists in. And
he's using that lotion to be
no, but
I don't know. Let's go through this. We have very little time. Let's go through this. But the Rav Shlomo Kluger says the only thing is I checked the Smag. I checked the Smag. That's not what it says. And also. Bechlal, that's not how the Smag writes. Noyig b'zacharim v'nekevos. He doesn't usually write like that. So Elamai, it must have been a printing error. And instead of the Smag or the Smak, it must have said the Sefer HaChinuch. The only thing is that everybody knows the Sefer HaChinuch, whenever he says noyig b'zacharim v'nekevos, he means men and women are now to eat it. And therefore we're back to the Sefer Tzarachin. He leaves off of the Tzarachin. That there's no way, first of all, that Rabbi Yonasan Abishas means what the Chassam Sofer says. And Bechlal, he says, the whole logic of the Chassam Sofer he disagrees with. Because if the Chassam Sofer is correct, that even by Lavin, you kadarshin b'nei Yisrael v'loi b'nei Yisrael, then you know what we should say? Women should be allowed to be mechalo Shabbos. After all, what does it say by Shabbos? It says, v'shamru, B'nei Yisrael, Sashas. Vayaka, Moshe's Koladas, B'nei Yisrael. And says of Shlomo Kluger, I have a very compelling svara to say that's B'nei Yisrael, Le B'nei Yisrael. You know what the svara is? Why are women chayiv in Kiddush? Why do women have to? But it's Zman Groma. Because since they're now to desecrate Shabbos.
Shomer v'zachor.
Shomer v'zachor b'dibur echad amru. Since they're chayiv in Shmira, they're chayiv in Zechira. Says of Shlomo Kluger, say Pinkfaker. Say it's just the opposite. Mm. Say, just like they're pater from Zechira, they should be pater from Shmira. Why? B'nei Yisrael, v'loi b'nei Yisrael. No, the only thing we know for sure. No, that's very compelling. Very compelling. Because how do we know they're chayiv in Shmira and Zechira? Because they're chayiv in Shmira. How do we know Rechayiv and Shmira? Because Rechayiv and all Lavin. No, but not this Lav. This Lav should be different. This Lav should be different. Why should this Lav be different? Because it says B'nai, the Lavin of Shabbos.
So logical though. They have to, by Kohen, the other things that we say, there's a logic to it.
Yeah, you know what the logic is here?
The Kohanim, basically, they should do a void.
Yeah. So I'll tell you a very strong logic. The logic is very strong.
Yeah.
They're Pater and Zechira. And Shomer of Zachar B'di Berechad Amru.
Why the fuck is...
Because it's non-grama.
Bnei Israel.
It's non-grama.
It's
a hekesh.
So
the same way you want to use the hekesh and say they're chayiv and shmira, they should be chayiv and zechira. I say just the opposite. They're pater and zechira, they should be pater and shmira. So it's therefore we have a logic to say women are pater. So why don't we darshan b'nei v'loi b'nois? Says Rav Shlomo Kluger, that is because we never darshan b'nei v'loi b'nois by Lavin. Says Rav Shlomo Kluger, the Chassam Sofer never said this.
It's not true.
He said the Chassam Sofer never said this.
It is like Lavin, right? The Lavin like Tam Ramov.
No, that's right. B'nei Aaron. That's B'nei Aaron. But not B'nei Yisrael. That's what Rav Shlomo Kluger says. Rav Shlomo Kluger, V'tema im yatsu dvar melem v'piv
HaKadosh. The only smug is the one that talks about Gid and Asher. What about other Rishonim that don't talk about it? The Rambam.
No.
Nobody talks about it.
Rabbis, let's finish up here. Yeah?
Where do you get the Chassam Sofer to read?
From the Chuvas Chassam Sofer. Says Rav Shlomo
Kluger.
You heard him?
Didn't he write it or what?
This is his handwriting over here. Yeah.
I love it.
Rav Shlomo Kluger says, look, he says, V'tema im yatsu dvar melem v'piv HaKadosh. Rav Shlomo Kluger says he doesn't believe the Chassam Sofer could say such a thing. But he defends Rabbi Yonasan from another proof.
How?
Because he says like this. I don't have it 100%, but you ready what he says? There's a Mishnah in Chulin, Daf Tzadi Gimel, that says like this. You're allowed to send an animal. You're allowed to send an animal through a guy. Aye, but maybe he won't take out the gid. No, you'll be able to recognize if he took out the gid or not.
How?
Because Makai my nicker. The Gemara says, Makai my nicker. You can recognize if the gid is there or if it's not there. So, and if it's not there, in other words, if it's there, you'll know it's there. And if it's not there, you know it's taken out. You don't have to worry. It's recognizable. Says Rav Shlomo Kluger. He says, according to Rav Yonasan Eibishitz, that the Gid Hanasha doesn't exist in
Nekevos.
According to the Menaker, that it doesn't exist in Nekevos. So what's the Gemara talking about? Makai my nicker, makai a nicker. But maybe he'll bring a female animal. And by female animal, it bichlal doesn't exist. So you won't know. So you'll never, how could you say Makai my nicker, but a female animal doesn't have a Gid Hanasha? And don't tell me you could recognize between the piece of meat of a Zachar and a Nekeva. So Elamite people are going to be Machmer. They'll be Machmer either yes, Makai my nicker, or not Makai my nicker. So it must mean you'll never confuse Zacharim and Nekevos. Why? Because they both have the Gid Hanasha. Okay? You'll think about that, Raya.
Wow.
But ultimately, he does not agree with this tshuva printed from the Chassam Sofer. He says he can't understand this svara of the Chassam Sofer.
But he gave a good tirus for Rabbi Yonasan.
Yeah. The only thing is that's what Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz said. Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz pointed from the Smag, not from this Gemara and Chulin. Right. He gave a good raya for the psak of Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz, but not to defend what Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz told the Menach.
Can you say again the psak? I didn't understand the psak.
In other words, you want to read it?
Yeah, how do you say that? I didn't understand.
Here, look, in the bottom paragraph in the Rav Shlomo Kluger, Achli Yashiv Min Hagen Shayisoki Tarehu, how are we going to answer the prevalent custom that we only take out the gid that has been taken out for centuries and we don't give any credence to this menaker? Nira, Devadai Shekresi Uplesi Dola Lanu Marganisa Bema Shehevi Divrei Hama'ara HaKoshin Kedid She'eno Noig Benekevos. The Kresi Uplesi drew forth this nugget, this diamond, against his adversary, from the fact that this adversary said that the gid does not apply by female animals. What's the proof that it does apply? Umamela ashkachna maganisa listam piamara minhagim shall you saw. Who? Me Mishnah Mefureshes Paragid Anashadav Sadi Gimel Amid Beis. If you look in a Mishnah in Chulin Sadi Gimel Amid Beis, the Shaleach Adam Yarech Lenachri, you could send the thigh to a guy. The Gid Hanasha B'Saycha with the Gid Hanasha. Aye, but maybe he's going to be Machshel a Jew. We're not afraid he's going to bring this Gid Hanasha to a Jew. The Jew's going to see it right away.
A guy knows how to take the...
No. In other words, you can give meat to a guy. without taking out the gid, and you don't have to worry he's going to serve it to a Jew for supper. Why? Because if a Jew sees it on his dinner plate, he'll just take out the gid.
Would you recognize a gid if it was on your plate?
Me?
But Rabbi Netan,
that's a personal question.
But Rabbi Netan,
excellent.
What? We don't. I told you, we don't. Bechlau, we don't go anywhere near the gid. Nowadays,
we just take
the whole high choir off. Upirish Rashi. The nikur shalai nitel hagid. Rashi says it will be recognizable that the gid wasn't taken out, and you don't have to worry. So the question is, what do you mean it's recognizable? What if you have a female animal? It's not going to be recognizable that it's there, because b'chlal it's not there. So if it's not going to be there, the question is, if you're going to see a piece of something on your plate, and there's not going to be a gid there, so what are you going to do?
But who said that? What do you mean?
The kasha. The kasha. Ma raya was that? How are you talking? She yomed minakeva who hayarach.
And who said? But the nakeva doesn't have a gid anasha.
The menaker said the nakeva doesn't have a gid anasha. Okay, Rabbi. So let's finish up over here. Yeah. In 1930, there was a rabbi in Los Angeles, by the name of Rav Shlomo Michal Neches, and he was a svarim collector. A svarim collector. He collected svarim. And Rav Shlomo Michal Neches. And he lived in Los Angeles, and he collected early editions and first editions of svarim. And he happened to have the handwritten, the first edition of the Crazy Place. Okay? Published in the 1700s. And not only was it the first edition of the Crazy Place, it was the first edition of the Crazy Place that was owned by none other than Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz. Mm-hmm. And Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz, after he bought his own sefer, wrote footnotes on the sefer. And when he got to the line that I showed the menaker, the smag, Rabbi Yonasan crossed out the word smag, and he wrote Samach Hey Nun, which stands for Seder Hanikor, which is something that was printed in the Torah. And if you look in the Torah, it says, V'noyeg b'zicharim shayrim uv'nekevois parais. So if you look in Rabbi Yonasan's edition of the Crazy Place, Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz himself crosses out the word smag, which was a printing mistake, and he wrote Seder Hanikar. And therefore, Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz was absolutely correct. He showed the porger that the Rishonim say that the Gid HaNoshe exists in male and female. He never wrote the smag. So the whole pilpul, all the Chsam Sofer, and all the dozens of Achroinim that defend Rabbi Yonasan Eibishitz are not necessary, because it was all a printing mistake.
So why couldn't they find it?
Because they had better things to do with their time than to collect svarim. So he wrote, they write, look over here, one, two.
You know what, but this matters.
The Tolos Adam says he checked all the places.
Yeah, he did. He did check all the places.
And where does this Rabbi Mechas have?
He checked the first edition of the Crazy Place. There's only one copy of that sefer.
And what does it say? The Samach Heinon.
Rabbi, so we're not even finished yet. Look on the eighth line in number 10, the Paradis Yosef. You know the Paradis Yosef on Chumash brings down.
They could have checked the Samach
Heinon
also.
There is a journal called Ha. No, they didn't have the early edition of the Crazy Place corrected by Rabbi Yonasan himself. Look what he writes. Say Yachana Paradis, Hayotzi La'or, the Chicago. It was published in Chicago, Chelik Dar Chavers Aleph. Hevi Harav Shlomo Michal Neches, from Los Angeles. She'etzla Yeish Crazy Place Asher. Harav Rabbi Yonasan Hidfis Bechayev Ba'altuna Tavkov Chav Gimel. This was published in 1763. It was the handwritten emendations of Rabbi Yonasan. And he showed the smag. Nimchak, he crosses out the word smag. Tevos smag, he crosses out smag. Uvetzida nichtav samachinun v'hurashe tevos misefer echad seder hilchos nikor asher sham. If you look over there, nimtza be'emes. Hagid Anosha Nimsa Bezacharim Sharim Ubanakevas Paros Upela. It's mamish one. The shara yom lahibit shemadam besmag gufa. The problem is no one ever checked the smag, because in the smag it doesn't say anything at all about get anosha applying by males and females. Says the Tzitz Eliezer, I don't buy this. I don't buy this. Tzitz Eliezer writes, that's what Rabbi Yonason showed the Menaker. Seder Hanikur. Seder Hanikur is a very obscure sefer. It's not a sefer that, you know, we always pass in like halacha l'maisa. That's how he shlugged. Here you have a guy, he's creating a tremendous, imagine somebody comes in and says, I want everyone to know that that all the meat that we're eating is treif. And nobody knows how to answer. None of the rabbanim know how to answer. So what do? I take out, you know, one of these setelach that they give out in the shuls, yeah? And I show them, yeah, but it says over here in some guy's translation of the art scroll that, you know, you're wrong. So the guy's going to go away because he showed from, you know, the weekly Torah, whatever, on some kind of handout that you read by the laning. This guy who's been working his whole life to create a rash, you're going to slug him up. So it says, a Seder Hanikor, that's not what Rabbi Yonason used. But that's what Rabbi Yonason wrote! Because anyone here could see the handwritten edition of Rabbi Yonason Eibishus, this crazy place. He wrote Samach Einon. Says the Tzitz Eliezer, let me tell you.
It's different.
Rev Nechas in Los Angeles, he doesn't know how to read Rabbi Yonason Eibishus' handwriting. He thought that the Samach Hey, it's Samach Hey Nun. But it's really Samach Hey Gimel. And really it stands for Sefer Hilchais Gedolos of the Bahag, which is Mipi Divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah. Says Rabbi Yonason Eibishus, says the Tzitz Eliezer, this is a much better Gersa change than what Rav Nechas is saying. Because think about it. What did it say in the Kresi Uplesi? Samach, Mem, Gimel. What did Rav Nechas want to change it to? What was the printer's error? Samach,
Hey, Nun.
Hey, Nun. Two letters off. For the Mem to a Hey and the Gimel to a Nun? Nah. Much better to say, instead of Samach, Mem, Gimel, Samach, Hey, Gimel. So then you only have one letter off. And B'chlar Rabbi Yonason Eibishus was bringing in a much more authoritative raya, not to say their Hilchos Nikar, the most authoritative, the Bahag, Sefer Hilchos Gedolos. But ends off the Tzitz Eliezer. Let's read this inside. What do we learn from here? You have to be very careful how you write things, right? Because even if you just miswrite one letter, look at how much commotion and controversy you should cause. So he called, look in the last... The whole rash is over one letter. Look in the last paragraph. Al-Kapanu Matsanu. Nevertheless, we find Ha-Pisron Ha-Amiti. We find the true explanation, Legiloi Ha-Loit, Shebedivir Ha-Kresi Ha-Plesi, to explain this secret of the Kresi Ha-Plesi. Udvar of Kanim, Rabbi Yonason Eibishus was correct. I'm reading the last paragraph on third page. Udvar of Kanim, his words are right. The Ne'amanim, they're fortified, the Makairos, Hachosim, Mefarashim, based on explicit halachic sources over Rosh Kulam, and the best source of all is the Divrei HaBahag. Virak ta'a sefer shahachlafas ois ba'ois, it was only the exchange of one letter. Hushagaram l'chal harash ha'gadol. That's what caused this whole controversy, shekam misaviv l'dvarav. The lo'i l'chinom, and it's not for nothing, his Rabbi Shmuel, it's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Shmuel warned Rav Meir, Kishahaydiyai, when Rav Meir told him, Shehinu Lavla, that he's a cipher, he said, Bini, have a zohir, bimalachtecha, be careful in your job. Shemalachtecha melecha shemayim hi, Shema tamechaser oisachas, maybe you'll be missing one letter, oimiyater oisachas, or you'll add a letter, nimtzas, machriv kala oilam kulay. Va'amnam, tshuva nitzachas, heishavabal kresi place oisamanaka, the Rabbi Yonason Eibishus gave a winning response to that butcher, Asher Hirish Asabrius B'taglisai, that he confused the whole world with his revelation. V'chashav lafech hakar apia b'mchiyusai b'mitzayu v'diyanusai. Och shaboha emes. Rabbi Yonason showed him the truth. V'tavcha apanov, and he smacked him on the face. Chazar achiranis, he retreated backwards. V'hoida al ta'usai v'nocha shakta aretz. And the world was at peace. Have a wonderful day.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.